It's all about the income. The simple system for a big retirement. By Michael Lynch. Narrated by Eric Altheide. Disclaimer. This book is meant for educational purposes only. It is not intended to be personal financial advice for the simple reason that all situations are unique and it is not written for you personally. Michael Lynch is a registered representative of and offers securities and investment advisory services through MML Investor Services, LLC. Member SIPC. 6 Corporate Drive, Shelton, Connecticut, 06484. Telephone 203-513-6000. Representatives do not provide tax and or legal advice. Any discussion of taxes is for general informational purposes only, does not purport to be complete or cover every situation, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or accounting advice. You should confer with qualified legal, tax, and accounting advisors as appropriate. All opinions expressed in this book are solely my opinions and do not reflect the opinions of my respective parent companies or affiliates or the companies with which I am affiliated. Investments or strategies mentioned in this book may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision about them. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. You should strongly consider seeking advice from your own investment advisor. To my clients, each of you, who've let me share your life's journey and taught me how to turn assets into income amid the turbulence that this world creates. Forward. You've spent your entire life living right, working hard, saving through your employer plan, and perhaps even saving a bit in a Roth or taxable investment account. When you started, retirement was a distant goal, a vague concept. Now, it's an approaching reality. Your gut tells you that you have enough money to retire, but your head is not quite sure. You hear from some friends that you need $1 million, and from others that $500,000 will get the job done. Prior to COVID-19, Bob at the office was incessantly fretting, bragging, really, that his $2 million stash wasn't enough. One big question you ask yourself, do I have enough? This book will provide you with the tools and know-how to answer this question definitively. But that's not why I wrote it. Once you have enough, then what? Assets are fun to look at, play with, and brag about. But we live on income. I wrote this book based on 20 years of practical experience helping hundreds of Americans turn their assets into sustainable, real income. This is where the action is, and where honest mistakes, both conceptual and practical, can cost you dearly. This book will teach you how to avoid these mistakes. There are many bad choices you can make in turning your assets into income. The first is spending too much and running out of money before you run out of breath. This terrifies many. As with many trade-offs in life, reducing one risk means exacerbating another. For your retirement planning, that's the risk entailed in not spending your money, not taking the vacations you want, and not purchasing the cars, toys, boats, or experiences you desire. Eventually, you will either get sick and die, or, if you're lucky, simply die. In the first instance, your diligence will feed the medical establishment, paying rent in the wrong kind of hotel. You should have taken those vacations. The food and lodging were better. In the second scenario of sudden death, your parsimony will enrich your children, nieces, and nephews, or some charity. Either you take your vacations, or your children will. But even this is not the big mistake I see destroying retirements. The big mistake is contracting principal myopia, a common disease that infects Americans as they approach retirement. This disease causes investors and some advisors to focus exclusively on the risk of seeing the paper value of principal drop, if only for a month, quarter, or year. The reaction is to transfer to safe investments, anything with a fixed return, CDs, government bonds, bond-based mutual funds, fixed annuities. The result can be real financial pain, as you will soon see. Relying on fixed assets in a world of increasing prices, if you're lucky enough to live a long life, is a path to certain misery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?